okay. It's gonna be okay. I've got you. No, no, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about my top. It doesn't matter. Just let it all out. Know that I'm not the type to push, but I'm really worried about you. It's hard to see you like this and not be able to help. You know, can you tell me a bit about what's going on? Like anything. You don't have to go into detail, just Yeah, we've talked about that before. Baby. Okay. Listen to me. You are not a mistake. Not to me. Not one bit. And I know that our friends don't think that either. It's okay that you don't know why you feel like this. I know it's hard, but sometimes there isn't an answer. Sometimes there isn't an explanation for it. It's just how it is, and that's okay. You know that I don't believe in destiny or fate or any of that. Maybe I'm ignorant, but that's not me. So I won't say that you have a reason or, you know, a purpose for being, you know, here, but you are here, and I am so, so grateful for that, and grateful for having you in my life, for having you here, for being with you. Hey, come here. I know I'm being sappy, but that wasn't supposed to make you cry even more. Play with your hair. I wish you could see yourself the way I see you, you know? Because you are genuinely one of the most amazing people that I know. I mean it. You remember that time I called you at like 3 a.m. and you stayed on the phone with me until I fell asleep? You told me stories from when you were younger, yeah, about when you broke your leg, and about that trip you went on with your family. And you read to me. Anyway, even though you had work the next day, nobody's ever done that for me, ever. And then there was that time that you helped me out when I was bedridden for a week. You're amazing. You're so, so insanely kind to others, and I don't know how you do it. I couldn't do it. I'm horrible. But I wish that you could, I don't know, apply even a tenth of your kindness to yourself. You're so hard on yourself. And hey, no, stop it. You do not disappoint me. I don't know where that came from. You don't disappoint me. I'd be lying if I said that you've never done stuff that has disappointed me, but I mean, that's life. I am sure that I've done stuff that's disappointed you, and I mean, you know, you still love me, right? I still love you. And we're just people, we're all just trying to figure life out, figure out how to cope with stuff, and that means that sometimes we hurt each other, even without meaning to, and just because you've hurt someone doesn't mean that you're a bad person, it doesn't mean that I don't love you, it doesn't mean that you disappoint me. I know that it's cliche and that you'll probably roll your eyes at me, but you know what they say. Sometimes bad people do good things and sometimes good people do bad things. Not that I think it's fair to label anyone completely good or bad. My point is, I do have a point. My point is that we all make mistakes, and what matters is how you pick yourself up from them, you know? My point is, I do have a point. My point is that we all make mistakes, and that doesn't matter. That's not important. What matters is how you pick yourself up from them, you know? How you carry on from them. That's what's important. It's how you learn from them and pick yourself up from them. How you use them as a learning experience to make you who you are today. You're not a bad person. You're not a disappointment. Mm-mm. You're not a mistake. Not to anyone. You feeling a bit better? Yeah. A little bit. I'll take that. Come on. Thank you for opening up to me. You mean the world to me. Like, you're my whole world, and I want you to remember that, okay? Good. Okay. Now, what are we gonna do now? We're gonna get you a drink. We're gonna get you hydrated. And maybe what do you want to do? We could watch a movie. Yeah? How's that sound? Okay. Look at me. Next time you feel like this, don't bottle it up, okay? Just tell me. Yeah? It doesn't matter where I am, if I'm at work. Call me if I'm asleep, wake me up, you know? you.